Thursday Thunder. It's a week since last Thursday, month since this day a month ago, it's a day since yesterday. How often do we do things? And what are the things we do? Why do we do them? And with how much intensity should we be doing them? Frequency. Now, a few weeks ago, the idea came to me, the whole idea of frequency. And for me, the ideas that stick are the ones that are going to stay, the ones that don't go away. They don't go out of your mind. You can't get rid of them if you wanted to. And this one, I don't want to get rid of it. Frequency. The series name for my next group of books, with titles such as Frequency. Might be one called The Radio Dial. That's kind of a biggie. And then, every single day, every single week, month, year, and lifetime, what should you do, and on what frequency, and with which or with how much intensity? And I think if we knew that, if we had a roadmap for this, or a plan, or a blueprint, to help us figure this out, then that would solve a lot of our challenges, right? What if we knew, and take an example, take writing. What if I knew how often I should write? What should I write on a daily basis? What should I do weekly? What about monthly? What should I do just once a year? Or branding, or a business, or weight loss, or health, or get in shape, or running, or can you see how this can help with just anything? And speaking of those examples, what examples do you have? What case studies do you have about what works on a daily basis and why? What works on a weekly basis, monthly basis? What do you do daily or weekly or monthly or annually that works for you and why? And do you track it? Do you evaluate your failures and successes? Do you learn from it? Do you maybe take something that used to be weekly and make it monthly? And is it then more intense on the monthly than the weekly used to be? So here's an example, writing, or in my case, creating. I have gone from creating every single day, which, by the way, is a bit of the source as to why I'm even doing this whole frequency. Here, just a quick sidetrack on that. One reason I'm doing this is because I stopped writing on June 12th, 2020, the day my mom passed away. And it was kind of coincidental, but really, are there coincidences? And I stopped writing. And I thought, you know, I'm okay. I'm in such good writing shape. I'm in such good creating shape. I don't need to write every day anymore. You know, I'm okay. I got this. Yet did I? Because now, a little bit more than a year later, and I feel like, I mean, like, okay, falling apart is a big word. But this summer, here, let me give you the backstory as to how this frequency book, this series of books, is coming about. I ate too much. What's the solution? Intermittent fasting. When you're fasting, your mind is more clear. Your clarity is just there more often. It's more accessible. You're eating less. You're sleeping better and needing less sleep. So many advantages. I also haven't been writing. I haven't been creating for the past several weeks. So what is that doing? My creative brain is like in a slumber. I'm not getting the stuff out. I'm taking a lot in. Actually, I've been reading a lot, which has been super fun. I mean, fun novels and thrillers and stuff. That's been great fun. But it's only coming in. And it's like, it's kind of like the food. It's just coming in and it's not going off, right? It's not coming off. I'm just holding it all. And that lack of system, lack of process, is clogging me up. I mean, we can get kind of physical here, but think about it from the creator perspective. I'm also getting clogged up. And that doesn't help with the creative process, like, at all. Activity, health, movement, eating, diet, drinking, alcohol. I had alcohol this summer. Ooh, crazy. But for me, maybe it affects everyone differently. But for me, I really feel the effects. Not so much when I have the alcohol, but sort of the next day. My next day, and I'm not talking about hangovers, I'm talking about this sort of dull haze. It's not a fog. I've heard about fog. It's not that. It's just a little lax, a little lackadaisical, a little lack of energy, a little less pep in your step. Alcohol. Okay, I've just mentioned a few. Sleep, eating, you know, and not eating, drinking, alcohol. Oh, and what's the solution to the alcohol? Water, so easy. Movement, haven't been moving enough, gotta move more, very much related to the sleep and the health. So these are just a few topics I have come up with here in 6 minutes. And these are my stories, my versions. What are yours? What are some that are working for you that you do on a regular basis? So what could you do daily or weekly or monthly that has an effect? And have you, I don't mean you need to have a report on this with bar charts and graphs about how it all worked out for you, but I'd like to talk with you. I'd like to have a phone call, a Zoom chat about this, because this is going to be the content for my next series of books, courses, podcast episodes, YouTube channel content. It's coming from you. I've just told you a few of my examples, but what are yours? What works? What doesn't work for you? What does work for you? What have you done, and with what frequency and intensity have you done that has worked in any area of your personal or business or financial or administration or emotional or romantic, whatever? What's working for you? How often and with what intensity? That's what I'd like to know. So I'm going to set up a page. It will be frequency.repossible.com. Go there, sign up. It'll give you some calendar choices to get in touch with me. And we'll have a less than 30-minute call and talk about some frequency. Where's Pip? Here he comes. Hi, Pip. And we'll talk about what's working for you, or maybe what's not working. Maybe you've had an experience like I did where you realize, wow, I stopped this and things have fallen apart. So that's it for this week. It's Thursday. The thunder. You know what the lightning was? I think the lightning, I can tell you when the lightning was. The lightning was a couple weeks ago in Italy when I did my meditation and I woke up and this word frequency, it was just there. It was just so clear to me. That's what happened. That's it. And what happened? I did one morning of meditation after not having done it for a few weeks. It's that simple. It is that simple to get back into it. So I'm getting back into it. I'm getting back into my frequency. What's your frequency?